For example, our deductible is $3,000 each. So, you know, obviously we're out of pocket automatically $6,000 before anything really starts kicking in for us. And so it's kind of, I would encourage anyone who's thinking about retirement to look into that, because I thought about it, but I don't think I really paid as close attention as I probably should have. And that, you know, that kind of decision really has to be considered before you retire.
For the folks that you've talked to, are they going back to jobs that they had previously, or does their work life look different than how it looked before?
You know, it was about half and half. A lot of them went back to jobs that they'd been doing before the pandemic, but a lot of times it was with a twist. So I talked to one man who used to be a truck driver, and now he's back to driving trucks, but he drives horses specifically because he's become a specialist in livestock. Other people maybe, you know, who used to be teachers for many years are now back as education consultants or working for the school district in another capacity that gives them a bit more flexibility than being in the classroom. So, you know, it's linked to what they were doing before, but maybe in a more flexible arrangement.
We've talked in the past about how employers have found all these new ways to attract workers in this economy where a lot of workplaces are trying to find enough labor. And so I wonder if for a lot of these people, like how their back-to-work life might look different than how it looks when they decide to retire, and maybe in some cases better.
I mean, we're at this very odd moment in the labor market where there are two unemployed people for every job posting out there. And so employers are really having to work hard to get workers into the door. And they're making a lot of big promises. And at the same time, workers are also using that leverage to kind of find terms that are favorable to them. I talked to one person who spent his career in HR as a manager for this huge tech firm where he was traveling, you know, 6 or 8 months out of the year, and he was sort of all over the place. And during the pandemic, he took an early retirement offer, laid low for a little while, signed up for acting classes, and now he's back in the workforce in two ways. He is working as an HR manager for a much smaller firm that's local and, you know, much less stressful. And he's also acting in horror movies and rom-coms.